What year did the New York Mets win the World Series?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. If you're 32, you got to know that one.
I don't get into baseball.
You don't get into baseball?
No.
What are you into?
Cars, women.
So you're an expert? You're expert at cars and an expert at broads?
Yeah.
You know, at this point, I am so desperate, I will accept advice from a kid who obviously is trying to pretend that he's a man.
Okay.
I'm not a kid.
Okay, you're really 32.
Yes.
All right, then what did you want to say?
Well, I wanted to tell you, my friend has a car just like yours, and his wife wanted him to trade it for a Corvette because she said that every time she sees a Toyota Supra that a Asian guy is driving it, and she didn't like that. And he told her, sorry.
Well, I will break that stereotype then, because one
Gee,
thing I've...
what would be the point of this call, to say that this man's wife is a bigot?
Listen, I love those Japanese. Can I tell you something? They work their asses off.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that movie Gung Ho with Michael Keaton? Again, that is my only point of reference on Japanese society.
Nick Joe is not Japanese, of course, but he called your car a sweet ride.
Sure, he knows. Yeah. He might as well be Japanese. He's Korean.
She sounds like a charmer, though. You know,
those people got a work ethic. I don't mind if you think that I'm a Jap because I'm driving a Japanese-made car. I would take that as I would wear it as a badge of honor. Whatever.
Absolutely.
What did Dan Quayle say?
I wear their scorn as a badge of honor.
That's what he said.
But nice wife, though. You know, seriously, get rid of that car, because every time I see one, an Asian's in it.
I wear their scorn as a badge of honor.
Yeah, now, there's a guy we need in a debate tonight. Hello, Donna Mike.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. My first-time caller, long-time listener.
All right.
And hi, Buzz.
Hi.
I just caught the tail end of your conversation, but I pretty much get the idea. I think you should have any car you want.
Well, there you go. Everybody thinks that except my wife.
Oh, well. She needs to not anything against her. She needs
She'll chill on this. I know that she will have a giant chill pill on this. It's just right. See, this is the game that my wife can play with me. That,
right.
My wife is probably the only person in the world really can intimidate me and pull my string. And she knows how to pull my string, too. And she pulls my string by hanging up on me.
Oh, man.
See, now you know that.
And not talking to me.
Oh.
Yeah. And after we
what
had,
do you think the real reason she's mad is? What? Because really,
because I did something for me.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, because the car's me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Because it's not, you know, although I can put Bart and his friends in it.
Right.
It is certainly not the country squire, the country wagon.
No, it's not.
You know, it's not a sedan, for goodness sakes.
It's fun, though.
So what? So what? It's my crisis. If this is the halfway point of my life, this has got to be the half I start enjoying now. The next 38 are going to be all downhill, baby.
I would like to point one thing out, and I am not trying to be a downer here, and I am in no way trying to diminish your excitement over the purchase of this automobile. But I will point out to you that in the time I have known you, this would be the first time that you have that much power at your disposal at your gas pedal. This is the first time you have ever been in an automobile that really you could take on a track and race.
320 horsepower,
Yes, the car goes up to 180
easily.
On the speedometer,
easily.
At least, is what it says.
Let me say from the bottom of my being... Please,
right,
be careful.
Will you stop piling on here?
I'm sorry. I'm not piling on. Buzz,
I like you.
Buzz, don't gang up on him. He's going to feel good.
I'm going to drive with the emergency flashers on.
Okay.
I'm going to go very slow. Trust me. I know if anything happens to that car,
right.
I'm out.
Right.
I don't mean I'm out. I mean I'm out.
You're out. You check out.
This is like when I wanted the motorcycle. See, this all really goes back to that motorcycle question from a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So this is you wanted something exciting and something fast.
Something exciting and new. Come aboard.
We're
I'm welcoming
you.
Yes. It's the Love Boat, Mike. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Whatever your name is.
Is there a chance that she'll chill by the end of the show and that she'll call into the program today to discuss this?
I bet she won't. I bet she won't, because I have said... Absolutely. I have presented both sides. I have said everything, all the mean things that she said to me.
Mm-hmm.
That hussy of mine. God, I love her. I tell you what, though, we tore it up this morning.
Yeah, it was big time.
This morning, things were great between us.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hey, I know why she's upset with you.
Yes, okay, why?
Well, because she bought the Mustang for you.
Yes, she did, and I love that car.
Yeah, so then this makes it look like the Mustang wasn't good enough.
No, absolutely wrong, because she knows how much I love that car. Yeah. That car, see, that again, I told her, and you know what I said to her? As a matter of fact, last night, when incidentally she was busting my chops about this last night after the sixth grade parents meeting, I said to her, it's the Mustang that put all this in my blood, that I drove, I drive this 1966 Mustang that was the first car I ever had. Makes me think about being young again.
A two-door.
Throw a bunch of money into the Mustang, soup that thing up, make a rock.
Oh, hey, you know... You know, I speak for all the men of America. What are you trying to do? You're trying to be difficult?
Listen, and I don't want to soup up the Mustang, because the Mustang's a 1966 car, and I'll tell you something, I'm a 1996. Hell, today I'm a 1997 man.
What do you want, Don, to get rid of his new car and soup up the Mustang now?
Well, you know what the new trend in the old cars is? You make them modern. You make them run like the modern.
Well, I'm a trendsetter, sir. Well, I'm a trendsetter, and I don't use Rogaine, incidentally, and I mentioned that to Buzz's wife, Marcia. And I meant to say something about that the other day, but I was too polite.
Was that discussion held at the wedding?
Yes, it was. Yeah, and now that I'm all charged up about women, I'll mention that. Marcia, I love you, but come on. Okay, she says to me at the dinner table, how's that Rogaine going?
She said that to you?
Yeah, and I said, what Rogaine? And she says, I thought you'd use Rogaine.
You know, for my money, you get Marcia Burbank. You get Marcia Burbank and Rudy Martsky in the same room at a party. You got yourself a making for a good party.
She says, yeah, the Rogaine, which made me think maybe that's why I bought this car. Maybe that's part of the reason for my midlife crisis, because Marcia Burbank seemed to think that I need Rogaine. Some people find that little patch on the top of my head very sexy. My wife did this morning, and hold on, I wrote down the times. From 8:38 till 8:50.
Wow.
I time myself now, and I do that for you, Mike, because I know that you love keeping score.
12 minutes.
That's right, Buzz. 12 solid minutes.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don.
Hello.
How are you?
Great, thank you.
I talked to you yesterday. I gave you the info on Madonna, and I think you go, Don. You deserve the car.
Yes, that's right. You know, girl.
Look at Miss Bobby. Look at Miss Bobby giving you the moral support there.
Well, Miss Bobby is sweet for me, and I think we all know that, Mike. Yeah, and the feeling is mutual, Miss Bobby.
Look at that. She gave you the thumbs up. Yeah. There's a great lady right there.
Yeah.
Well, she's not as good as your Aileen, Mike. But
No, she's not. No,
she'll do in a pinch, and I'd like to pinch her. I'll tell you that, Miss Bobby.
No woman is.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Why is it supposed to be considered a midlife crisis? You probably couldn't afford it until now. I mean...
That's right. I've been very, very poor until just today. I won the lottery. Today. I win the lottery today. Thank you for whatever it is you were trying to say. Last call here on this subject, and then we will move on. You know, I used it the whole first half hour yesterday with counseling.
Yeah, but this is good. You know, it's a very delicate time.
I'm going to go to my analyst tomorrow. I'm going to say, listen, pal. You know, let's talk about sports or something, because I've wasted my time.
Look at how excited people get around the building, though, when you come tooling in a new ride. Look at Ben. Look at Ben. Ben is happy today.
Of course, Ben likes the car. Ben's a guy.
He's a guy. Yeah. Guys do like. But Miss Bobby gave you a thumbs up.
Yeah, she likes me. I'm feeling mutual. Hello?
Hey, Don.
Yes, sir.
How y'all doing today?
Is this Pierre?
No.
All right.
Come on. You're colored, though.
Yeah.
You know, I agree with you, Mike. This is Pierre.
Yeah, this is Pierre.
That's why I use that gag again, Pierre. This is Pierre. What? Come on. And you're on some kind of restriction. I don't even remember what your restriction is, Pierre. What is it? When can't you call till? Halloween? Thanksgiving? When was it?
Pierre. Who's Pierre?
All right, go ahead. All right, forget it. I don't think this is Pierre.
It's Don.
Just admit it's Pierre, though.
But it's not.
This is not Pierre?
No, it's not.
I think it's another brother.
This is not, sir. Sorry.
Okay. All right.
Hey, but Don, I do understand what you're going through.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Because I've been through the sports car, and I switched to a truck. And it's been a year, and I still hear the same. She still won't be turning my truck because it costs too much.
Yeah. So what do you do?
Huh?
What do you do? You lock her in a cellar at night? What do you do?
Yeah, that's what I should do.
How do you make things right, huh?
I know what you're saying, so I understand. So, but you know what?
What?
I got a feeling before you went home, you kind of knew that was going to happen anyway, right?
All right, yes.
Yeah, you did. Okay.
Yes, I did. I will just say this. I didn't expect it to be with quite the... I thought it would be a minor earthquake.
You expressed surprise to me when I came in today. You still had that look of a man who has been freshly beaten.
Mm.
Right.
That was a 10 on the Richter scale today. And that's the Andy Richter scale.
Wow.
That guy from Conan O'Brien. Well, listen, thank you for the call.
Okay, you hang in there.
Our apologies for referring to you as Pierre.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Right. Thank you. That's Jock.
Jock.
That is Jock, everybody.
Bonjour.
Okay, a quick break. Got some stuff that is not related to me and my wife and to the car and to everything else. And we got to get to it fast because Aileen will... thank you.
Yeah. There they go. That's the audience in the back room.
Thank you. We will get to all of it in a moment. We'll be right back.
You realize this is being broadcast, don't you?
Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show. You're listening to...
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, WJFK.
You know, personally, I think Dick's going a little overboard with the whole thing. You have to realize is making love to Mr. Randall is your decision.
You're right. I'll do it. I mean, what do I have to lose except my virginity? Goodbye, Mr. Hyman.
You're firing our accountant?
Broadcasting live from the Comedy Breakfast Buffet, The Don and Mike Show.
He's my accountant, too. Buster Hyman. He's a good guy. So here we are.
Yeah, another normal day at the ranch.
And Aline Cunningham, the old cotton tip, she'll be here.
You know, every time you say that word, every time you say her name, yeah. I get a little fibrillation here. I get a little skip, a little palpitation.
A little verklempt.
A little verklempt. Talk amongst yourselves, discuss.
Yeah, she's good. If you've never heard her on our program before, if you're one of our new cities, we think you're going to love her. She is the only way to describe her is to say she looks like Mrs. Santa Claus.
She does indeed. She is a Mrs. Santa Claus lookalike.
And I don't know if this gal is still alive, but the gal who was married to Edward Quartermain on General Hospital.
Yeah, but she's more pixie-like than Edward Quartermain's wife.
And do you remember, did the guy die or just have a stroke when they... They were like writing him out of the show, but he was still. I guess he wasn't dead because it was his voice. Because they had a portrait of him over the fireplace, and sometimes the lady Mrs. Quartermain would go over and say, "Oh, I wish you were here with me, Edward." And you'd hear like with the echo and everything, "I'm there.
I'm there with you." And he had one of those voices too. In fact, she was one of the old school actresses too. You know, the actresses that really aren't from Britain, but they talk like that, darling.
Well, that's who Aline looks like. Is like Mrs. Santa Claus and like that lady from General Hospital.
Yeah,
and she has
all woman.
She has some homespun advice, and Mike has a unique relationship with his special lady.
I like to call it a schoolboy crush.
He worships her.
It's been going on for a while now, and I don't mind telling you, there's something deviant that goes on there.
No.
Yeah, well, how else
can you call it deviant? I can call it all natural.
All I know is that yesterday he says, "Where's the Jergens?" Aline's in town. Nick Joe, go out to 7-Eleven. I need some hand cream.
It was a fall day. My hands were chapped.
Yes.
That's all it was. My hands get dry.
Well, she will be here, and like I say, next 2 days she'll be with us, so we have stuff to get to. Listen, I read something in the newspaper today. There you go. There's a surprise. I'm reading the newspaper.
Wow. Congratulations.
And it pissed me off, and I wanted to mention it here on our public radio show.
Okay.
It's about two Nimrods from Congress. You know, it's one thing for these political guys, and you're going to hear plenty of this tonight with Clinton and with Dole about television and you know, that TV is what's wrong with our society, blah, 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 when really, you know, these guys should be getting off their butts and worrying about real problems.
Sure, I'm tuning in the debate simply because they say it's going to be meaner than the last one, so that's worth tuning in for.
Stupid president.
So listen to this. I read this today in the TV column of the Post, right? Mm-hmm. Like these two members of Congress don't have enough to do. Two members of Congress yesterday wrote a letter to the Fox Network because they are concerned that Fox is going to move Married with Children to Sunday nights at 7 o'clock. Now, I want you to stop and think about this. Your tax dollars at work.
Yeah, priorities.
Someone says to these guys, Al Bundy is going to be on Sunday night at 7. I got news for you. Al Bundy is on every day of the week much earlier than that.
Sure.
Our kids, God bless them, watch the Al Bundy show every day.
Congressman Married with Children already in syndication, you moron.
Now, these guys, and there's two of these idiots, they should not be, first off, they shouldn't be worried about television. They should be worried about real stuff.
Yes.
But second, isn't this like a step ahead of the game? Fox has only announced the plans to move the show to Sunday night at 7.
See, but this is the kind of issue that gets them press.
Sure.
This is the kind of issue that puts them in the newspaper.
Well, I don't live in the state of Connecticut or the state of Texas.
Well, it's Connecticut. I might know the congressman you're talking about.
Joseph Lieberman?
Yeah, is he a congressman or a senator?
He's a senator.
Senator Lieberman from Connecticut, yes.
And a Republican Lamar Smith from Texas.
Yeah, and Lieberman, I know, has been very, very outspoken in criticizing the media. And I really, man, I wish he would focus on something else.
Both these guys are out of line. I mean, this is what we're paying them to go to Washington for? To tell Rupert Murdoch not to run
Congressman Lamar Smith.
I'm hot about it. Hello, this is Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, doing the National Don and Mike radio show right now.
Hello.
Hey, listen, is Mr. Smith there? Is he gone to Washington?
he's not here right now.
Oh. Will you leave him a note, please?
Yes, I sure will.
I don't live in the state of Texas, but if I did, I would not vote for him. because he should not be wasting my time and America's time worried about Al Bundy. Would you please tell him if he's worried about Al Bundy being on Sunday night at 7 o'clock, that if he's ever in Washington, D.C., he should turn on Channel 5 every day of the week at 6:30, because that's when they run Bundy. Or maybe it's like at 7 o'clock. I don't know what time it is, but...
But it's every day.
The show's already on every day at that time. And besides, shouldn't he be worrying about something besides Al Bundy?
Okay, well, I'll pass the word along, sir.
Will you please tell him seriously that this is an election year?
Yes, I sure
and
will.
And that I, for one, see through this crap? You know, if he wants to do something, tell him to put some... You know, let's get some... You know what they should do? They should run the Dick Van Dyke Show is what they should do. Now, that's a good show.
Yeah, but see, you're qualified to talk about that. Senators and congressmen should be focusing on issues of greater importance.
I mean, really, don't you think it's kind of ridiculous?
Thank you so much for calling, sir. I'll pass the word along.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. And they have to do that. They have to sit there very politely.
Yeah, she couldn't agree with you.
That's right.
Even if she does.
How silly. What a silly, silly subject to worry about.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We have more important problems.
Al Bundy. Yeah, there's a guy who says, hey, hold on. Al Bundy's going to be on Sundays at 7. I got to write me a letter. Where's my quill?
There's the rub.
Because he gets one of those old pens that you have to dip into the inkwell that have the big feather coming out of the end of them. Dear Fox Network.
Senator Lieberman's office.
Yes, hello. This is Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara. We're doing our national radio show right now.
Hello.
Is Senator Joe there?
No, he's not. He's out of the country.
Out of the country? Well, is he watching television somewhere, concerned about television in another country?
I don't know. Can't tell you.
Can you give me a response to the question I have? Why does he care about Al Bundy being on Fox Sunday nights at 7 o'clock when, first off, Al Bundy is on every day of the week before 6 o'clock at night all over America in syndication? And second, who cares about a TV show? It's made up anyway. It's not real. He shouldn't be worrying about what the Fox Network's going to run at Sunday night at 7 o'clock.
That's the message that that Don wants to get to the Senate.
I spent some time in Hartford, which is the capital of the state of Connecticut. Okay. And that town, no offense, Mike.
Yeah, my mom is so mad at you. I told her what you said about Hartford, Connecticut.
It's an armpit.
She wanted to say you're a liar. That's exactly what she wanted me to tell you. You're an absolute liar about Hartford, Connecticut.
Well. Then, I don't know.
She said, no, they're doing wonderful things, and they had the debate, and she was very proud.
Well, your mom is very pro-Hartford. All right.
We live in Glastonbury. She was born and raised in Hartford.
I'm telling you, I've been all over the country. Hartford is not a model city by any stretch of the imagination. That Senator Joe should be more worried about the great state of Connecticut than
worried about my mom, Don.
Yes, worried about Mike's mom, rather worried about if Al Bundy's on television or not. I'm serious. This is a total waste of time.
Yeah, focus on the issues of greater importance. That would be the message from the Don and Mike Show.
And would you please tell him that we have a national show, and we are airing our views on this right now as we speak?
Absolutely.
And anytime he wants to call our show to debate this very important topic,
yes,
we'll do so. And then afterwards, we can debate who was the better host on Hollywood Squares, Peter Marshall or John Davidson.
I think we all know what side we're going to line up on that
then
one.
Then we can discuss Leno or Letterman. Okay? Come on, this is ridiculous. You realize this, right?
All right. Yep.
Okay. Glad you agree with us. Thank you, son.
There he goes. Both those people, that's their training. They can hang up on a constituent.
Right. Listen, I know we don't do a lot of this political crap, but these guys, what are their names? Joe Lieberman from Connecticut and Lamar Smith from Texas. I wish it was Bill Smith in Texas.
Are they Democrat? I know that Lieberman's a Democrat. What's Smith? What's Bill Smith?
Smith's a Republican.
He's a Republican.
So they're split. They're going
bipartisan.
Both ways.
Man, a bipartisan. It's nice to know that stupid moves can be made by both parties.
Exactly. Ain't that something? Well, let's have a momentary tribute to our man, Big Al Bundy.
Sundays at 7.
Oh, man, we're broke, cha-cha-cha. Everybody flat broke, cha-cha-cha. Living in the gutter, cha-cha-cha. Early grave, cha-cha-cha.
Yeah, I'll be watching that.
Everybody, shoot me.
I won't be watching 60 Minutes.
Yeah, really. You know, and are we all in agreement? The show sucks anyway.
And, like, they're putting it on at a time when, you know... What's it on against? 60 Minutes. Nobody watches anything except 60 Minutes.
The people with drool, with spittle coming out of their right lip, you know, it's going to be their right lip or their lower lip, you know, and I'm calling people idiots. Those are the people that will be sitting there going, I don't want to watch 60 Minutes.
Can I tell you what a wasteland Sunday night at 7 o'clock is?
It's terrible.
Yeah. When Fox was speaking with us about a primetime program.
That's right.
That was the time slot. That was the black hole that they thought our show could fill.
Howdy, boys. Here's the grenade. Would you like to fall on it?
All right. We got to do another commercial break. We're getting ever close to Aline. We'll be right back after this.
Yeah.
Radio needs a...
M-I-W-J-F-K.
Gallons of hissing, spitting human fat melting away to a horrendous, sticky, sickening liquid pouring, boiling down the gutters as they broiled alive.
Broadcasting live from the Ken Stevens Radio Sweatshop, here's Don and Mike.
Yeah, that's all of our Halloween sound effects and music. Halloween is 2 weeks! 2 weeks and a day away. And here's tickets right now. The toe-tapping touch tones spurting out of your radio, making an oogie mess like you-know-who.
Hey, how are you?
Let's take 10 calls right now.
What happened to this guy?
Which guy? Bill Murray? Ray Parker?
Ray Parker, yeah.
Hey, give me that Huey Lewis CD.
Speaking of
that guy.
Speaking of what happened to.
Give me the Huey Lewis CD, though, that has I Want a New Drug.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but didn't they once have like a some kind of a big problem because somebody said that Huey Lewis stole that riff from Ghostbusters? Do we have that CD? Will you look for it?
That sounds familiar.
Or am I just having another bad trip, man? Listen, we'll take 10 calls, starting with call 100.
All right.
Right now, and good luck to you at 1-800-636-1067. You'll win tickets to our Halloween show at the Regal Cinemas Courtside 14. Sterling, Virginia, free movies for a whole day, and we'll be giving away a two-year lease on a Jeep Wrangler, courtesy of Dulles Jeep Eagle Subaru. You got to be there to win.
Hey, we're going to give it away in a really neat way, too, where we get the finalists and we give you a key to the car, and then whoever has the car, it starts with the engine roaring, and it's great, man. It's a lot of fun to give a car away.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I think you'll like it. Well, maybe I was wrong about this. Wait a minute, hold on. Wait till it gets... Turn that one off. Wait a minute. Wait till it gets to the part of who's the one in your neighborhood? Or, bum, 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 bum. Maybe I was thinking of two other songs that sounded alike.
Well, they both go, wow.
Something strange.
You know, though.
They're pretty similar.
There is similarity there.
When the woman made me sick.
Who you gonna call?
When the woman made me
Ghostbusters.
It made me feel free, free.
Very similar.
Close.
Backgrounds are very close.
Who you gonna call?
Ah!
Ghostbusters!
I say that like I'm... Ah! See, I'm not nuts.
No, you're not.
I make my eyes
it's almost identical, the riffs, really. Yeah. I mean, yeah. That's great.
So this is where they get different again, right?
Right.
It made me feel like I feel when I'm with you.
Alone with you. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Somebody thinks something happened to the radio station today. Get into the car right now.
You're listening to the Tom Gavin Show. Show. S-H-E-N-T.
Well, all right.
Running through your head.
I believe I made my point.
Yes, you have.
So anyway, call now to get the tickets, and good luck. We have the homemade jingle contest, another one of our harebrained schemes.
Yeah, but this is a long-running harebrained scheme.
This is the annual contest we have where you folks who are good enough to listen to the program on a daily basis, and thank you for your patronage. You write songs, jingles about the program.
Right.
About the players on the program,
mm-hmm.
And we make you this promise. If you take the time to write a song about the program
and send it to the program,
the program will play it for you. Now, we may not play it all. We may play Just a Taste, my good man.
Yes, but it will make it out of the program.
Speaking of Just a Taste.
Really?
She's here.
You missed her.
Oh, man, I always pride myself on being the first one to see her walk in.
She's wearing her blue pantsuit.
She's got the blue, the baby blue?
Dark
sky blue.
Sky blue, my
blue.
God.
It's a brilliant blue. What color blue is it? Is it the sky blue one?
I think it's sky blue. Buzz, what was your guess?
I didn't see her, but I was just saying she always looks great in blue.
She's here. So while Mike tries to compose himself, let me finish with the slug line here for the fourth annual homemade jingle contest. Yeah. Okay. All right, bye, Mike.
I knew he wanted to run out and look, and now he's done just that.
He really does. Let me call Terry.
Get a report from the front desk.
Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK.
What's he doing out there?
Who's that?
Mike O'Mara. What's he doing out there? What's he doing?
He's looking for Allie.
Did he find her?
She's in the ladies' room.
Oh. He'll find her.
Oh, he's back already. Hi, Mike.
She's in the bathroom. Man.
Never stopped.
She's in the bathroom.
Before.
You know women. Man, bummer. Ran all the way down the hallway.
Thank you, Terry.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right. Now, the homemade jingle contest.
Oh, yeah.
Got it right here. With $1,000 as the grand prize. Boy, you did sprint down the hill.
Yeah.
Either you're very excited or you're in very bad shape.
That's like
a 10-foot run down the hallway.
I'm very, very sick.
Now, where's the CD for this one? Oh, it's in the machine.
All right.
Here's an entry for the homemade jingle contest that we actually got sent in on a CD. You can do that. You can send them on a reel-to-reel, or you can send them on a 8-track, or send them on cassette tapes.
Any way you like. Send it by Dixie Cup.
We promise to listen to all of them on the radio program, and the one that we judge the best wins $1,000.
So send it to the program, won't you, please?
Here's Buzz Burbank with that address. Buzz!
Right. The Don and Mike Program. 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030.
Again?
That's the Don and Mike Program. 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030.
Okay, this one is from Dan Harris. From Washington, D.C. Now, where does this come up on the
right
board?
Here.
This right here? All right, here's his entry in the fourth annual homemade jingle contest. Got a long DJ intro on it, man.
To dynamite.
Studying quadratic equations and pondering the birth of our nation. I noticed my brain had started to swell. Smoke rose from my ears. There was a burning smell. I glanced at my watch. It was almost 3. There was just one thing that was going to save me. My eyes were sore and my head was aching. So I found Don and Mike on my local station. They were discussing The Simpsons and masturbation. And my overstressed brain found relaxation.
Don Mike and Cuz. Stupid is as stupid does.
Yeah, that's good.
Don Mike and Cuz.
I let this play all the way through. It's only got like 10 seconds left.
Stupid is as stupid does. Don Mike and Cuz. Stupid is as stupid does.
They were discussing The Simpsons and masturbation. My overstressed brain found relaxation. I like that.
Me too. That is Dan Harris from Washington, D.C. Good entry, and thank you for it. Now that we've whetted your taste, we have to break for commercials.
Oh!
We'll devote the next break to listening to more entries, because we have to, because we have... Over 100 entries, and that was only entry number 12.
And it was a fine one.
Wow. And plus, we got the Halloween contest going on at the same time, and we do have our 10 winners, kids. We'll announce those names as soon as our Halloween announcer steps in today. You know him, the guy that says, "Hurry up, kids."
Yeah, he's coming in right now. He's got a black cape, and his head looks like a skull.
It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the marathon, and remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it, and don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
This is such an evil little song, isn't
it? Yes, it is.
Here's our winners. Bill Wicker, Ethan Fremains, Laura Holmes, Alan Fender, Kathy Schaefer. Schaefer, I hardly knew her. Brad Freed, Greg Zambera, Vince Schramm, Caroline Rowe, and Paul Egan.
Congratulations to one and all.
Now listen, you all got to wear your costumes when you join us on Halloween at the Regal Cinemas Countryside 14. That's in Sterling, Virginia. They have 14 theaters. The movie theaters have love seats and sofas and recliners and great cup holders.
Oh, it's great.
We'll be showing movies and playing Halloween games and also giving away a two-year lease on a Jeep Wrangler from Dulles Jeep Eagle Subaru, and you got to be there to win.
And when we come back, Buzz and I want to share some very distressing news about the television show Roseanne.
Well, yeah, listen. Yeah, you were supposed to tell me that. Yeah.
I'll tell you right now. It's really sad. It gets very quick. And
tell me before the break, so we'll devote the next break to the jingles, and then we'll bring Aileen in.
Do you want me to tease it or tell you exactly who it is? Because I'll say it's a new cast member on Roseanne who you're not going to be happy about.
See, I go the opposite way now on Tuesdays. I watch Mad About You on Tuesdays. And last night, Paul and Jamie went to the therapist.
Yeah. This man played the Prince of Moldavia. Is that right,
That's
Buzz?
That's correct. Yep.
The Prince of Moldavia.
He's fallen in love with Jackie.
And he was able to use a very aristocratic accent and something that I know that we thought he probably wanted to use all the time.
It's not Jim Varney.
Yes, it is. Ernest is on Roseanne now. Ernest is on Roseanne.
I'm all right.
And then as soon as you
mentioned the accent, I knew who it was. And of course, he's Ernest, right? So he comes in and he sits down and he's talking in that voice just like Mike was talking in there.
Hello.
And we said, hey, hi, how you doing? Listen, we'll talk to you about anything you want to talk to us about, but
will you now?
But do that thing for us, the Hey, Vern.
No, I don't want to do that. I don't think that would be appropriate.
Right, now keep in mind, he's there to promote the movie where he plays this character.
Yeah.
So then finally I got pissed at him, and I said, if you're not going to be Ernest, then you're wasting our time. Why don't you just get the hell out of the studio?
Very well. Yes, I'm going now. I'm going to leave you.
Yeah, he walked out.
So he's been wanting to do this character for like 8 years, and he finally found a place to do it.
On Roseanne, of all shows.
I think he's one of those guys that probably had the Shakespeare training in his background. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah.
And then he got the gig as Vern, and then he didn't want to do Vern. You know how we feel about those TV characters.
You know, you got to remain true to the character that the people love.
That's why you're on the program.
And he was there to promote his movie. Well, I'm glad I didn't see that. That would have been very disturbing to me.
It was throughout and loving it, you know, and doing that bad acting thing he does so well.
Yuck.
Hello, Jackie. I've admired you from afar.
I hope that he's not on her show. You know, she's going to get her own show next year, the sister of Roseanne. Oh. She's getting a spinoff show.
There was tremendous chemistry between them. Yes, Jackie, I'm going to fly you away. I admire your body language.
Yuck.
Yeah.
That guy's funny when he has the baseball hat on and he shuts his hands in the window, you know. Hey, Vern, that's it, okay? That's what made you famous, you dope.
That's it.
We got to do a commercial break. We'll come back. Next break, we listen to more entries, okay?
All right.
In the homemade jingle contest, then we bring your girlfriend in.
Uh-huh.
We'll be right back.
WJFK. I'm a real man. A man with a hearty smile, a stout back, with grit in his teeth and nails in his knuckles. A man who has never tasted quiche.
Hey, Vern.
Yes, I'm a real man, the Prince of Moldavia.
And now, from your Washington Sea Dogs, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And this is a coast-to-coast nationwide show on Festwood Vaught Entertainment. And thank you for listening. It's Sioux City, Iowa. Stinky Sioux City, Sewer City, they call it there. On Magic 99. That's an FM station, Syracuse, New York. An AM. And thank you for listening. Down there in Jacksonville, Florida, on Real Radio 106.5. You know, at some point, I hope concentration lines.
Right, right.
And I don't mean like concentration camp. What I mean is like, well, I guess in a way it is a once you step into the area where the football field is being played, all you can concentrate about is football.
Yeah, that's it. And you can't talk about any. You can't even take your helmet off, right?
What a psycho. That guy is absolutely way too wound up. Listen, I got two things before we get to the homemade jingle contest. And then Aileen Cunningham. Okay. First off, my wife called me during the commercial break. Mike was...
It sounded like you...
She told me all the mushy stuff that I love hearing.
That's
so,
right.
So things are fine there. And now I'm ready. I'm going to tell you tonight how Bob Dole can win this debate, and I am not doing this as a bit. I swear to God, if somebody from Bob Dole's camp is listening, here's how he can win tonight, but he won't because he's too old and he's too feeble.
Mm-hmm.
He will get on tonight, and he will talk about what a bad person Clinton is.
Yeah, right? He's attacking the ethics. That
morally.
That apparently, mm-hmm. You know, that's the spin that we're hearing right now, that's what he's going to do in the debate. He's going to take up the ethical issues.
Ladies and gentlemen, however he talks, you come on and you're holding the pen in your hand.
Ladies and gentlemen, you say,
I want to say something at the beginning of this debate. I am not going. Hold on. I'm serious about this. I am not going to stoop to a low level.
Right.
I'm not going to talk about President Clinton's womanizing. I am not going to talk about Whitewater. I am not going to talk about his various incendiary affairs and the way that he runs his personal life. I want to tell you that I'm not going to be the guy to say that you can't trust President Clinton because he's not morally sound. I don't want to do that during the debate, so please, let's keep it on a higher level.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the old Phoebe is smart, he would take that advice, but I know he won't. See, because if he came out and did that, he would get all of his points across and at the same time appear to be taking the higher ground.
I think you're right, because I think that what should be done is, in that case, he would be going in the opposite direction of what everybody has been talking about the day before the debate and today, the day of the debate. Everybody is saying this is going to be the new strategy, that he is going to take the low ground.
Right.
He's going to attack. He's going to be the pit bull. It's going to be more of the old Bob Dole. And the thing is, I think if he goes in the other direction, that'll do two things. I think people really like the high ground anyway. I don't think people
he can take the high ground while getting in his low ground attacks,
mm-hmm.
and still make it off like he's the guy taking the high ground. Except, you know what? We got a national show with 2.5 million people listening, and I guarantee you the old Phoebe won't take the advice. He'll come out tonight and he'll want to talk about Clinton banging some girl somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then it's just all going to fall apart.
I don't know what's going to happen. I think before I said the second debate would not get as much viewership. I think because of this, because everybody likes a good fight in this country.
We want to see the show.
Everybody's going to be tuning in. What do you think?
It says here, Dole told reporters today he will discuss the future, people's problems, and how we're going to address their problems.
That's smart, too, because then he's not tipping his hand there, but... Right. Everybody indicates that he is going to, you know, attack Clinton on ethical
That's
issues.
What the analysts expect.
Sure, yeah. So somebody just write down that if you want, and listen, I'm a Clinton guy.
Right.
Make no bones about that. But I'm telling you right now the secret. I'm like Colonel Sanders telling you the secret to my recipe.
Here is the secret recipe.
This is how you could beat Bill Clinton tonight in the debate, or at least not come off looking like the old crabby bastard that most of us think you are.
Right.
Most of us under the age of 100 who look at Bob Dole and think he's too old to be president. And again, that's what it comes down to for me.
Right.
Young versus old, man. Right now, while I'm going through my midlife crisis, I'm still young. Mm-hmm. So I'm voting for the young guy.
I don't care about age. I don't care about age at all. What I care about is the vision of the future. Just like they say, believe it or not, I believe in that. And I believe in one candidate's vision of the future over the other candidate. That's what I'm thinking about.
I'm voting for the Toyota Supra. That's Toyota a fantastic Supra. Car. The Toyota Supra for president.
Toyota Supra for prez.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, here's a call from Jacksonville, Florida.
Excellent.
Hello. Hey. Welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Don and Mike?
Doing great. Thank you.
Hey, great to hear from you guys finally again. I moved down from D.C. about 5 months ago and couldn't find you, and then all of a sudden, here you are again.
Well, spread the word in Jacksonville, Florida.
We're going to, believe me.
Okay,
hey,
but...
This guy's a nut, this coach.
Tom Coughlin, right?
Yeah, he is absolutely nutcase.
What do we got to do to get him on the show like we have North Turner on our show? Because really, I want to talk to this guy. He is wound way too... He makes Jim Mora look like Jim Mora's on Valium.
Yeah, he is a tough... He's probably the toughest coach in the NFL right now.
I love that. All that crap about you can't take your helmet off and you can't drink water.
Right.
But you know what's bizarre, though, Don and Mike, is this guy is just really whacked out. I mean, he you know, in this team, in this town down here, geez, oh, flip.
Well, what do you mean? Give us some specifics. What do you mean he's really whacked out?
Is that good whacked out or bad whacked out?
He gets on the TV and he just tirades everybody down here on the TV.
Oh, that's beautiful.
About his team and, you know, all the players.
Does he have a show? I bet I get his show on my dish. I'd love to see his show.
I think he does, Don. I'm not sure. Be very honest with you. I haven't.
You know, all the... All the NFL coaches have shows now.
Sure.
And if you have the DSS dish and you get the Sunday ticket, they run them all before the Fox pregame shows.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. They do that.
So I used to enjoy watching the Buddy Ryan show when he, when
it
he
was just
sure.
Buddy on a toilet, right?
It would be funnier than heck.
It was Buddy Ryan calling down to his wife for some more toilet paper.
It's time for the Buddy Ryan coaches show. Now let's go right to the throne. Here's Buddy.
Mother, we need more paper, Mother. All right, well, thank you for that call from Jacksonville. We'll have to discuss the coach of the Jaguars another time. Very happening team, though, and I truly do dig those uniforms. I originally thought that Carolina had the better uniforms.
Yeah.
But I will tell you that I am in love with those Jacksonville Jaguar unis.
You're a Jags man.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Now that we're on in Jacksonville, I am. As long as you're not on in Charlotte, screw them. They can't stink enough. The Charlotte Panthers.
Charlotte Panthers.
Well, that's what they are. That's where they play.
Charlotte.
Yeah. Yes.
The Charlotte Panthers.
Okay, let's get to the jingles because your gal's here.
Yeah, let's not keep her waiting, please.
Okay, just a couple of entries in the homemade jingle contest because we made a point a couple of weeks ago about talking about this and really berating our listeners, saying you don't support the show, you don't send in your entries, and then as predicted, they all came, what?
I just hate it when you keep that woman's heels cooling in the lobby, you know?
So anyway, so we made a big deal about it, and thank you for sending the entries in, and now we'll listen to them, and here's entry number 13.
All right.
From Matt Rhodes and Greg Park. They are from Virginia. Be a tribute to the owner of the Redskins. He called me Domingo on the pregame show, you see.
Yeah.
All right.
We can play that, but I'm not allowed to do that.
No, well, we can't. We really... Listen, I got news for you. We should not have played that. Broyhill, we are not supposed to do the impression of the kindly gentleman who owns the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, one of these days, I'm going to ride up there to the park and see him personally and ask him if I can do that. Yeah.
He's got a great golf cart. I'm serious. You know who has a better golf cart, though, than Jack Hancock? Is Deion Sanders.
Really?
Did I tell you that I saw, when I was up at ESPN a couple of weeks ago doing that audition, they showed me a videotape of Deion Sanders on the first day of training camp. He has a golf cart that was made by Mercedes.
Yeah.
It has the big Mercedes hood emblem on the front of it. It has air conditioning. Sure. Okay? It's a golf cart.
And he's the only one that gets to use it.
It has water. It has cold water. It has air conditioning. It has big sound. It cost him $35,000.
God.
And he uses it to drive from the door of the locker room to the practice field.
That is a superstar.
Ain't that... And Jack Kent Cook's just got a little burgundy and gold number.
Maybe that's part of the problem with the Cowboys.
Okay. Oh, I can't wait till we go on to Dallas.
It's going
to
be exciting.
I can't wait. They never heard such anti-Cowboys talk as they're going to hear on this show. I don't know if we're going to be a big success in Dallas, but I guarantee we'll make some noise there.
Sure, we'll stir things up.
Okay, here's an entry from Salt Lake City, Utah, from Dan Hawk and Bob Pritchard. They listen on the Salt Lake City station, and they live in Kearns, Utah. Here is their effort in the 4th Annual Homemade Jingle Contest. Say, I listen, but I don't understand.
I listen, but I don't understand. You know, they're funny. I like the stupid ones.
Okay, well, then you'll love this one. No, I haven't heard it. I can't comment. It's entry number 15 from Wichita, Kansas. Here is Rob Larson. You know, we got some pretty cool listeners. These are all... I haven't heard a real turkey yet.
That's right.
Knock on wood. I turn my radio on. I like this. He's a real singer.
Yep. 3 o'clock Eastern Time. Oh, many stations all across the land. Dawn and Mike show begins. They have been laughing so
words aren't too good, but no. But I kind of dig the tune.
Definitely yeah. Good guitar work. Great music.
He needs like a Lionel Richie rhyming dictionary. Yeah. You know, something like, oh, what a feeling when you're dancing on the ceiling.
He's rocking with that guitar.
That makes me think of Eddie Van Halen. And I want to ask you, did you read the article in Entertainment Weekly?
About Eddie?
About Van Halen?
About the whole thing with David Lee Roth?
Yeah. Did you read it?
I didn't read it, but I read it somewhere else that kind of nasty what Eddie did to David Lee Roth.
You should, well, let me just say that. Okay, that was, thank you, Rob Larson from Wichita. Yeah.
Thanks, Rob.
Yes, Eddie was not nice to Dave. However, did you see David Lee Roth on the MTV Awards?
David Lee Roth? No, I did not.
When he came, they came out to get their award, whatever it was, for being a good band or whatever. And mm-hmm. he stood in front and wouldn't let anybody else get into the spotlight.
Oh, really?
And yeah. It's got a whole thing in there where Eddie says that he met with David Lee Roth and was convinced that David Lee Roth was humbled and that he wasn't going to be the same a-hole that he was.
Right.
And it was great until they got on television.
Yeah.
And as soon as they got on television, that the old David Lee Roth came out. And he also says that if they were on stage, that there's no way that David Lee Roth could actually sing the songs that they performed.
Because he doesn't have the range anymore.
Right, because everything's got to be like he does one take.
Right.
And they have to put it all together. And then it has David Lee Roth saying that that Eddie Van Halen is full of crap and that Alex Van Halen threatened to beat up David Lee Roth at the MTV Video Awards. And then it has Sammy Hagar saying that he was fired by Eddie Van Halen. And Eddie Van Halen is telling everybody that nobody can understand him anymore because he's straight now. And that's the difference.
So if he drinks that fifth of Jack Daniels, he'll be easier to understand? Is that what it is? Well,
he's saying that they all knew him when he used to be a drunk.
Yeah,
and right. Now that he's straight, mm-hmm. he sees David Lee Roth and Sammy Hagar for what they are. He says that Sammy Hagar wasn't fired, that Sammy Hagar can come back with the band anytime. Sammy Hagar says that Eddie Van Halen called him up and said, listen, you were always good as a solo act. Why don't you go back to being a solo act again?
Wow.
And
wow.
Eddie Van Halen picked this new guy to be the lead singer from the band Extreme.
Yeah, that's the brand new guy that he said, and the quote I heard is 99.9% sure this is going to be their new lead singer.
Because Eddie wants to mellow out the band. He wow. wants the band to grow and evolve. You should read it's like a soap opera. I swear wow. to God, it's so funny.
I wish these boys could just get along.
And I really like Van Halen. I like all of the incarnations yeah. of Van Halen.
Well, I'll tell you what the solution to the problem right now is you put David Lee Roth, the guy from Extreme, and Sammy Hagar all up on the same stage. It's rock and roll. The more the merrier.
Oh, and it said that the reason that Sammy Hagar got fired was that Van Halen's manager died.
Right.
And they had a new manager, and he told Sammy Hagar to stop using the F word on stage. And said like that Sammy Hagar liked it when girls would throw their bras up on stage.
There's a true rocker.
And that that was not the image that Van Halen wanted to cultivate with their fans. And that is why Sammy Hagar says he left the band.
You know, when you get any kind of rock and roll band that starts worrying about cultivating image, you know you have problems there.
And I went to see Van Halen last summer. And he sure does say the F word. But you know what? When you're at a concert, that's like, hello.
Sure, and the
you
thing
you walk
is,
up, so you go, F you, and they go, hey, F you.
You know, I don't think the Rolling Stones, really. Have they ever worried about cultivating their image?
No,
I don't think so. Show me Keith Richards.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
I don't think he's worried about cultivating his image. Ron Wood. Hey, Ron, we want you to cultivate your image. Please, don't marry the 12-year-old.
Buddy, I love her.
She's bloody good to me. She's bloody good. Get out of here. I don't want to deal with you anymore.
And poor Mick.
Yeah.
He's going to lose half his buckage now to Jerry Hall.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And why is that? It can't be because he's found a woman who finds him attractive. Yeah. I mean, he's lucky to have her. He looks like a praying mantis, for God's sakes, Mick Jagger.
Oh, yeah. Beds on the east side.
Rats on the east side. Bed bugs. I'm down.
Look at me.
I'm in tatters.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in shattered. See, we speak about the issues of today's modern rock listener.
Cultivating an image. I mean, Van Halen? Give me a break.
Yeah, listen, read that when you go home.
I will. That's amazing.
Read that. It's pretty funny. And there's also a theory that Valerie Bertinelli is Yoko Ono.
Ah.
That she's the one that's ruining the band.
That has a great deal of credibility. I'd like to read more about that.
Okay, one more entry, and then we'll have to pan this for today and return to it tomorrow. It's entry number 16 in the Homemade Jingle Contest. It's Bobby Dry.
Bobby Dry.
From Fairfax, Virginia. Here's his entry in the 4th Annual Homemade Jingle Contest.
and broke away from the DJ Fool. Program directors at there where they lay. Don and Mike are a gay. Don and Mike, my brothers. Passing gas and kicking ass. Don and Mike,
the this would be the first dog that I was speaking about that we hadn't heard yet.
Busting out with all the teeth in the boom and the ninjas. Boys and breezes, Rudy Mars, he's a drunk bastard.
Let me read you the words. He said it on a piece of lined, like, a school paper.
There you go.
The verses.
Thank goodness.
Which are actually kind of clever. A couple of apes that escaped from the zoo and broke away from the DJ Fools. Program directors are dead where they lay. Don and Mike are a gay. Don and Mike, my brothers, passing gas and kicking ass. Don and Mike, my brothers, afternoons and endless laugh. Buzz can outwit all their teasing. That boom in the news is his voice of reason. Rudy Marsky is a drunk bastard,
ooh,
but wow, the inside scoop on Sports Master. Ah. Haro, Nick, Joe, you too funny. Make ass of yourself for no money. Why not eat Krispy Kreme? Like Bobo, round-eyed goofball king. Ken Stevens is much too greedy. Jeremy Coleman is a little weenie. Ken Stevens is sick and sleazy. They are both diseased pussies.
Oh, my.
Those goodness are the words.
Wow.
Don and Mike, my brothers. Passing gas and kicking ass. Don and Mike, my brothers. Afternoons and endless laugh. Haro, Nick, Joe, you too funny. Make ass of yourself for no money. Why, you know, be Krispy Kreme. Like Bobo, round eye, goofball king. Don and Mike, my brothers.
Wow. So you had to know the words,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. They all have their own charm, don't they?
I guess we haven't heard that really bad one yet, because I kind of like that one.
The lyrics are great.
All right, thank you, Bobby Dry.
And the round-eyed goofball king on his on his vacation.
Now we're going to do a commercial set here. Bring it, you know, although, you know, we should probably do, let's, I hate to keep her waiting. Well, let's bring her in because we have news with Buzz.
Right.
And we'll get into a vibe with Aline, and then we'll have to break for news. How about we do the news with Buzz next? Could you handle that?
Maybe.
Well, we're talking. Aren't you ready now?
Actually, no.
You're not?
Not quite.
Oh.
Well, like,
I could make...
Showtime is what time do we normally do the news? Like in 10 minutes?
Well, the news continues to come in and evolve.
Well, let's put the pressure on you right now.
Do you think you could do this? Would be a challenge for you if you could throw it together,
slap something together
in 6 minutes.
Sure.
But wait, see, I'm not. Give me the teletype for a second. Where's the teletype sound effect? Here's
well,
where
there'll be some of that.
Here's where I'm coming from on this bus.
Okay.
I understand.
I'm with you.
I understand you saying that you know you need your time to prepare, but. Right. I'm only talking about coming to you one break early.
This will be one of those less written newscasts and more ripped newscasts.
Yeah, ad lib it, man.
News from the Associated Press coming up.
All right, then hold on.
No, it's fine.
No. Then we'll do the next break.
Because
I don't see what a difference 10 minutes makes.
What a difference a day makes.
So we'll stay on the schedule, okay? I don't want to ruin your rhythm. We'll stay on the schedule.
All I care about is one thing. Does that mean I get to see my lady?
Yes, she'll be coming in next.
Good.
Okay? All right. So then Buzz can prepare the news in 10 minutes. Well, you've been doing the whole 2 hours you've been here already.
See, normally I would still have... I've been writing the little ending stories and the little sports stories.
Yes.
And now, in this final 20 minutes, is when I usually write the news stories.
I love it when we go behind the scenes and find out the way everything works around here.
I just like picking on Buzz, that's all.
It's fine. Whatever you want, no. I can have something ready.
Buzz, I'm kidding you.
I think we ought to give him the challenge, though. Have him do the news. Have him put the news together for the next break.
Either way.
Because you know he's going to do it. He's going to be able to pull it off.
I know, of course.
I'll make it happen.
You already got... See, this is my point. The news must already pretty much be prepared.
More or less.
Since it has to be on the air if we were on schedule in like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So just leave out the junk that you would have written in the next 15 minutes.
Okay.
Okay? And then I have to tell stations, right? That this is the news break? So this break for all of you guys at our stations.
Stay pinned along the line.
This will be a commercial set that has, is it 1 minute less?
This one.
Hold on. I got to have all of this explained to me. Oh, Buzz. Look what you've done now.
Yeah.
Just don't blame my lady. Huh?
Oh, Buzz. Yes, Charlie. Oh, hold on.
What?
This break will be a full 6 minutes. The break following the news will be 1 minute short.
Oh, all right then. All right. So stations, we're... We're going to the newsroom next.
This is a program modification.
And then we will, my apologies, Buzz. I don't mean to pick on you. You're not. Had a heck of a day.
I understand.
The day has taken a good twist.
Remember that. The day has taken a very, very positive twist.
Sure. All right. So write the news, and we will get it from Buzz in a moment, and then we'll bring in Aileen Cunningham, and we'll be right back.
Radio Gods, Don and Mike.
The station with less BS, WJFK.
Hey, man, you guys should come down and have a meal, man. I had Spam, and I had baby llamas, and I had German potato salad, and...
Oh, wow.
...mashed tomatoes.
You can look, but you better not touch. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Call you up.
You pulled it together, Buzz.
What?
You're ready?
Oh, sure.
There you go. He's a professional, ladies and gentlemen. I can come to him one break early, and you know what he says? No problem.
Yep, no problema.
You know why?
Because
he's a pro.
He's a pro. Look it up in the book.
Buzz Burbank now with news. What I want to do is get the news, which is an important part of the program. Get it on now, because I know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
We're going to start with Aileen, and you know what? We've got unfinished business with her son.
Yeah.
He was just speaking to me in the hall about some of the things.